Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, hot off the presses is the South Carolina Department of Agriculture's magazine publication entitled Our Amazing Agriculture. Tell us about this publication and what we can learn from it.
Well, you're right. It's our third edition of the magazine that we put out annually, all paid for by the advertisers in it. So it's not a tax burden on anyone. But I believe, and I think folks agree with me, our third edition is our best. A lot of great stories about farm families across South Carolina. A lot of factual information about agriculture and just great stories. Again, we used it just recently at trade shows. It's a great introduction to South Carolina agriculture. It's a great way to inform the public of South Carolina while they're sitting in their doctor's office waiting, places like that. So that's its purpose, is to reach out beyond the farm community so that our neighbors across the state know a little bit more about our industry.
Now, I have to tell you, one of my favorite South Carolina products is your peaches. And guess what? It is peach season, and those little monsters are coming off the trees.
Well, you are right as rain about that. They are coming off and looking good. You know, our early crop got a little bit of a freeze, but we're beyond that now. So two napkin peaches pretty soon to be on the shelves all across the state. And just so happens that in this year's edition, the peach got the cover picture. And it's a great picture of one of our full-size South Carolina peaches. You can almost see it dripping off the cover of the magazine.
Your Farm to School initiative is also included in this publication.
Well, that's right. We put emphasis on some of the new initiatives that we're taking. We highlight the fact that over 225 schools across South Carolina are taking part in some form or fashion of farm to school. One of our best examples, right here in Columbia, a good friend of ours, Todd Biedenbow out at Lexington Richland School District 5, goes the extra mile, secured a grant to take it to the next level. So that's a prime example of how we all are learning this together, not only from local initiatives there, one in Spartanburg, several in Charleston, but all coordinated by the Department of Agriculture, and I think will bode well for farmers in that school market.
Now, speaking of Charleston, you also have a feature on the Port of Charleston.
Well, you're right. Our agricultural commodities and commerce depends a lot on international trade. Port of Charleston is a great partner for us in the Department of Agriculture as well as farmers. And the sheer numbers show that we really have a bright future ahead. And that is that since the year 2000, our exports are up over 150%, approaching $1 billion probably this year since it was $950 million in 2012. A lot of frozen poultry, cotton, forestry products all going through the Port of Charleston. Very proud of the leadership there that's taken the initiative to make that port more ready to serve the big Panamax ships that are going to be coming through the Panama Canal when it's finished.
All that and much, much more in South Carolina Department of Agriculture's Amazing Agriculture magazine. And that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.